Last week, biologists were excited to report that for the first time since 1904, a California condor was spotted in San Mateo County. The 3-year-old female named Lupin flew more than 100 miles north from Pinnacles National Park and was spotted by a motion-activated wildlife camera. It's a sign, say conservationists, that the condor population is recovering and naturally expanding. The birds once ranged from British Columbia to Baja California, but have long been missing from the North Coast.
They haven't really been seen in this area for about 100 years, but they figure heavily in our stories and feature heavily in our world renewal ceremonies, which are considered to be the highest of our ceremonies.
Gianna Williams is a biologist and Yurok tribal member. This spring, the Yurok tribe, whose lands center around the Klamath River, signed an agreement with a handful of government agencies and the Central Coast nonprofit, the Ventana Wildlife Society, to cooperatively work toward returning condors to the North Coast. After nearly going extinct in the 1980s, condors are staging a slow comeback. They've been reintroduced into the wild in Big Sur, Pinnacles National Park, and areas of Arizona and Utah. Williams hopes her tribe's lands will be next.
And since we consider condor to be one of the highest and most powerful of creatures, that's a very powerful thing, and it's something that we have been lacking.
Chris West directs the tribe's wildlife program. Reintroducing condors, he says, is complicated, both scientifically and politically. The bird's biggest threat is still lead poisoning. Lead bullets fragment into many pieces, and when birds scavenge on the remains of game animals, it's easy for lead to enter their bloodstream and shut down their central nervous system.
So they can't eat food, they slowly starve to death, even the uptake of water through the digestive tract is disrupted, and so the birds will actually dehydrate and die also that way.
Last year, California passed a law which will phase out lead ammunition by 2019. But some hunting groups are opposed to the law and asking that regulations be delayed or altogether abandoned. West says reaching out to the sporting community is one of the program's most important goals.
There's a lot of misinformation that's flying around out there. I've found that condor recovery and the lead issues surrounding are often misunderstood. When we really sit down with a group of hunters and we talk to them about what the issues are, usually relatively quickly they come around to our side and they see, oh yeah, the writing's on the wall. Lead is an issue. It's a toxic material. That's kind of been our priority message.
For the past few years, the program has been trapping the area's turkey vultures and taking blood samples to measure how much lead is likely to be in a North Coast condor's diet. They found that lead is a problem, but that North Coast levels are not as high as other areas where condors are being reintroduced.
And so it's something to be concerned about, although the fact that the levels are lower indicate that it may be a safer environment for the birds than where they're being currently released.
The tribe considers condors sacred and has never hunted them. William says that traditionally, when a feather was found, it was considered an important spiritual gift and used in ceremonial regalia.
We have not been able to acquire feathers in the traditional sense since they've disappeared from our landscape, but we're really hoping to get birds back in the sky so that we can engage with them in a more traditional way, as the Creator had intended for us to do.
And though that may still be a few years down the road, she feels the tribe has already begun to reclaim its cultural heritage. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.